hope everyone's having a lovely night. I just got back in from a really amazing day. Or, well, after the flight. Probably the kink I got some of the most questions about was one of my favorites, so I'm happy to talk about it. Encasement. All that means is being bound up completely. I have to imagine that most people listening to this are probably quite familiar with the concept of bondage, of rope tied around the body. But why not use something else, right? Why not use something a little bit more form-fitting? Just imagine arms and chest all tied together, clear wrap around your body, thighs as well. You need to make sure I get your calves. Then, the only part that you could move would just be your ass. You could lift your legs up and bend them around. Or more accurately, I could bend them around. And some of you might be thinking, why? Why leave that part untouched, unbound? Well, darling, it's because we're only doing one of those things. It might be unbound, but it'll very much be touched. Just think, having a magic wand kept between your legs, bound there by the wrap holding your thighs together. I could just sit up at the edge of the bed. I could lay your head on my lap. Just whisper into your ear all the sweet affirmations you need. When you just lay there, stark contrast to what's going on just down by your waist. Hitachi buzzing your mind away. Ugh, incredible. You'd think you could wear whatever you wanted, lingerie, you could be nude, you could write things all over your gorgeous body. We could even put little notes between the layers in the wrap. Just think about it. Any little phrase, mine. Even the date, an anniversary. A way to commemorate a special occasion. Oh, it turns me on so much to think about it. If you were there, just wrapped up and bound so tight, with your head in my lap, think about how easy it would be for me to slip my cock out and just press it against your lips. No force. I wouldn't need it. If you were nervous or on edge, that's what the vibrator would just melt away. I could feel your lips against me, lapping at the back of my head. When you got desperate, you'd have to look up at me and beg. It would be so easy. Lift up your legs. Bend you over. Lay you on your side. There's so many fun ways to do it. And the best part is, no matter what way I do it, the vibrator still stays on your clit. Just think about it. Laying on the bed on your side while I take you from behind, spanking your ass, railing you. Your whole body just a toy for me to use. It's making this challenge I'm putting myself through quite difficult. Oh, God, you'd look so pretty like that. There's so many fun ways to do it, too. It doesn't have to just be wrap. It could be anything. It could even just be a big, comfy blanket. There's special ways to wrap up a blanket nice and cozy. Could put on your favorite show. Pay your back and your hair. And then when I'm ready, fill you up. You could keep enjoying yourself all comfy while I pound away at you. It could be slow and loving. You could watch your favorite show together while I edge towards cream pieing you. Or it could be my job to distract you. I could test you on what's happening on the screen, take you as wildly and as ravagingly as I can, holding nothing back even for a moment. Ugh, just think how fun that would be. Fuck. And I know that sometimes the come down can be hard, but that's where it's fun. Lay out a nice set of panties, comfy clothes for you afterwards, something cool so you don't overheat. We'd have a little mug of your favorite tea or drink. You could just lay on my arms, stretch and bend as much as you want to. And honestly, I think after all that encasement, you probably deserve a massage. I could take all that stress and just relieve it for you. It sounds like a fun evening to me, don't you think?